Hi, I'm Gary Duncan, the Executive Director of Worldwide KFUO. Thanks for listening online to our programs, our stream, our podcast, our online on-demand audio. We appreciate you. Remember, KFUO is a listener-supported broadcast ministry, so we do rely on your support to continue. So please prayerfully consider making a gift today. You benefit from the programs, and you know how important it is to get the message out to the world. And that's what we do every day here at KFUO. For more information, you could call area code 314-996-1518 to talk to Mary, or 996-1520 to talk to Mark. Ask them about the different ways to give to the ministry of KFUO. Thank you in advance for your support. Also, tell your friends about us. Most important of all, pray for the ministry of Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Welcome back to His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news. I'm your host, Pastor Jonathan Fisk. And as you probably know, if you've been listening to me for a little bit, this week they're really turning me loose on this board and having some, well, technical difficulties trying to figure it out. I can only imagine how hard being a DJ must have been when you had to use CDs. We have this really cool setup. There's a computer, and you kind of just click a couple buttons, and you can move stuff around, you can drag and drop. But if you happen to just kind of push play on the out music before you start talking, and then freak out and forget to talk and just turn off your mic, well, that's all that happens. And so I wanted to close a little bit there, better at the end, and leave you with some of that, what we heard yesterday again. From our guest pastor about the main idea that John is trying to bring across in the book of Revelation, namely what Jesus says in the book of John, written by the same author. When Jesus says, "In the world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." Anytime you pick up the book of Revelation, if you're going to read it, really the Bible in general, Old Testament especially too, but Revelation more than ever. And people want to go there. People are like, oh, I love the book of Revelation. I want to study it. And then you open it, you're like, whoa, that's crazy. That's so scary. What does it mean, right? Anytime you're going to go in there on your own, just kind of take this verse with you. Jesus said, "In the world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." All the darkness that you see in the book of Revelation, all of the trouble that you see, all the tribulation, all the trial, all the suffering, all the pain, all the scary, that is John trying to emphasize the meaning of Jesus' point, that this world's messed up. That is bad, right? It went bad. You've seen stuff go bad in the fridge. Well, this world went more bad than that. Stuff goes bad in the fridge because of how bad the world is, because of Adam's fall. And I know your friends and your neighbors don't believe in Adam's fall. They don't believe in a six-day creation. But it doesn't matter what they believe. Why are we dying? Why does moth and rust destroy? Why do thieves break in and steal? Because the world's gone bad. It's the most obvious thing in the whole world. Everyone's running around trying to pretend it's not true, but it is. The world's ugly. And John is trying to pull this out, how much this darkness has corrupted what ought to be. There's beauty in the world. Don't get me wrong. The sunset's gorgeous, right? We were talking about that with Pastor Koontz just now. There are good things that are being abused by us. But John is trying to highlight how much that abuse has uglified, has corruptified, has totally darkened what ought to have been, so that after you see how in the world you will have trouble with these crazy psycho demon beast locust flying women, lion tooth, gnarly whatevers. I don't even know what to describe them. You can't even imagine them. The trouble of that darkness assaulting the unbelieving world. Remember, you're not an unbeliever. And the text right there throws you a bone. It says, "The seal of God's on your forehead. This actually can't harm you. Do not fear the one who can harm your body." Right? Your body is nothing because Christ has put it into himself and his body's already risen from the dead. The whole book is moving in that direction over and over again. And when you look at a text like we did today that just doesn't get all the way to the end, you just have to remind yourself, this is moving toward the victorious reign of Jesus. Where did it all start? He's standing on the sea by John, dressed in white with fire in his eyes, totally holding the churches, that's you, in his hands. And he says, "Look, I'm going to show everybody what's taking place behind reality. It's ugly." And then he does. But he keeps also showing how through it all, he is bringing himself via his word to you, right? To strengthen and encourage you, not in yourself, not in your power, not in your ability to rectify and justify your life in this age, but to bring you to trust that in his cross, in his incarnation, suffering, death, resurrection, and ascension, all of it has been taken care of already. In the world, you will have trouble, Jesus says, but take heart, I have overcome the world. The message of the book of Revelation. Speaking of the world, a little bit of news for you this morning. It's pretty important stuff on the pro-life front. There's a piece from the National Review you can go find titled Yet Another Criminal Referral for Planned Parenthood and Its Affiliates, with the information here that Senator Chuck Grassley, who serves as chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, announced on the 13th that he has referred Planned Parenthood of America and several of its local affiliates to the FBI and the Justice Department for investigation and possible prosecution. This has to do with the issue of illegal fetal tissue trafficking. That means, to put it just in kind of normal terms, selling the parts of dead babies. Now, you might remember last year, there were a series of videos that were released by a group called the Center for Medical Progress, and a gentleman named David Daladin. He is not the only one working with the Center for Medical Progress, but they had gone, well, undercover. They had quietly begun trying to buy fetal tissue from various Planned Parenthood groups and leaders, and found that they could actually engage them in these conversations pretty well, and got pretty far, and they started releasing those videos. And you might also remember that the national media did everything it could to vilify this effort, to put it they called it surreptitious, right? This wasn't someone trying to do investigative journalism, which is what, you know, in theory, news media is there for. This was somebody trying to undermine an otherwise upstanding organization. They would talk about how these videos were heavily edited, even though they really weren't. They released edited versions of the videos to shorten the hours of footage that they also released. And by the way, I mean, if you don't know this, anything you see on TV ever is heavily edited. Whatever they were doing as a news story to talk about how it was heavily edited was heavily edited. It's the only way you can actually do TV. So there's nothing wrong with editing. The question is, are you telling the truth as you shorten something? Are you clipping something out of context, or are you showing it as it ought to be shown? And the Center for Medical Progress, if you go and you watch all those videos, you see they're not really twisting anything. And as much as the news media tried to downplay this thing, as much as David Daladin was actually brought up on charges, right, for doing illegal activity, well, that was dismissed. He was dismissed. Those charges were dismissed against him back in June, I believe. And yet now you are seeing, even though the media is not going to cover this in general, you are seeing the gradual indictment and investigation of various Planned Parenthood groups or affiliates due to this, well, amazing work. I mean, we really do have to hand it to the Center for Medical Progress that they did this. It was brave. It was courageous and risky on their part. Because they've been demonized now, right? They've been told that they aren't really good people anymore, and they've risked even their livelihoods. But as a result, you have even senators saying things like, and this is, a quote from Senator Chuck Grassley. He says, I don't take lightly making a criminal referral, but the seeming disregard for the law by these entities has been fueled by decades of utter failure by the Justice Department to enforce it. Right? So it's not like he's not saying, on a whim, I'm not going to tell the FBI to go investigate anybody. But look, the we've not been regulating this group, and it's true, Planned Parenthood has almost no really oversight or regulations. You have laws that were like the law made in Texas recently, which is just asking for clean facilities, more or less, for the presence of or the ability to get to a doctor in the case something goes wrong as they're doing this DNC, right? Asking for that. That was struck down by the Supreme Court. To protect women's rights, so to speak, your right to privacy, whatever is a right to dirtiness in the medical clinic. I mean, where is that anywhere else in our medical society? It's just bad practice. So that is a lack of oversight, a failure to enforce really the defense of our people. And Grassley's comments lead us to believe, and I think it's right, that what that has done is given them license to believe they can get away with, well, more than just murder. They've been doing that for a long time. They can get away with whatever they want. Yeah. So the article does reference the Center for Medical Progress and those videos, various other reports. There's been a number of different connections or pushing of the investigation of Planned Parenthood from various senators and or members of the House of Congress to look into this. They found that the financial reports of Planned Parenthood lack sufficient documentation of their own proceedings and have been using soft language to hide what they're actually doing, leaving room for hidden profits, which they aren't reporting. Of course, they're always asking for our tax dollars. And again, President Obama's administration is going to leave a rule in effect, if you didn't hear about this one, a rule in effect as they go out of office, preventing other states from preventing giving money via Title X monies that are given from the feds to them, to the states, to Planned Parenthood. So if I can say that again, a stipulation that stops the states from doing what they want with the money if what they want means not giving it to Planned Parenthood, this organization, because they're so in need of all of this this help, and yet dirty books is basically what the article from the 13th is saying. Room for hidden profit in their books, and the cost analysis were performed long after the fact and only at the insistence of the Senate committee. So they're unwilling to even open those books until they're forced. Their hands have to be forced. Finally, the report noted that the executive branch has largely failed to enforce the safeguards against profiting from fetal tissue transfers. So in theory, there are safeguards against selling baby parts. But if you don't enforce the law, well, nobody follows it. I mean, heaven help me and prevent me from a ticket this afternoon. But, you know, when the speed limit says a certain speed, well, if you don't pull people over constantly, if they're over that speed, what do people do? Right? What do? Well, they test it. Go a little bit. It says 60. Let's see if we can go 63. No one got pulled over. Let's see if we can go 64. Okay, we'll try 67. Hey, that guy's going 70, you know? And I'm not advocating crackdowns on traffic in the St. Louis area. What I'm advocating, though, is if you're going to have a law to protect or stop the selling of baby parts on the black market, you probably should try to enforce it. Because if you don't, well, then the law is going to do nothing. A law in the books does nothing. What authority must do, the power of the sword given to government, is to actually punish the evildoers. This latest referral, again reading from the article at the National Review, comes from in the wake of the recent news that the House Select Panel on Infant Lies has issued its 8th criminal referral in the course of its separate ongoing investigation into the fetal tissue trafficking industry. Most of the House panel's referrals were made to state law enforcement agencies. Possible violations for Health Insurance Portability Accountability Act referred to the Health and Human Services Department. So, yet again, multiple findings from a variety of actual official sources, real authorities that are there to protect us, that these videos from the Center for Medical Progress and Mr. David Daladin are not surreptitious. They are not lying. They are not twisting the reality. They were honestly showing the illegal activity of Planned Parenthood. And you should certainly, Christian, worry about your source of news if they've made you think that somehow this was a twisted organization. The twisted organization is the one that would want to hide the fact that a murder factory is busy selling the human parts for the sake of science. Dark times, right? Now remember, in the world you will have trouble, but take heart. Jesus Christ has overcome the world. Revelations told us all about this. It's what we should expect. No reason not to fight, but it is a reason to pray, hope, and trust, to look for the return of our Lord Jesus Christ, because there, the light of the world is restored. You're listening to Worldwide KFUO, His Time. I'm your host, Pastor Jonathan Fisk, back with weather, and then we're done.